Commissioner Bill Hall, good morning.
Good morning, Casey.
We have Ginger Hodge. She's a volunteer with Project Homeless Connect. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, Elise Jordan. She's an AmeriCorps VISTA with Lincoln Commission on Children and Families and has been working really hard on our homeless issues in Lincoln County. Good morning.
Thank you for having us on, Casey.
We've got a Project Homeless Connect coming up next week.
That's right, Casey. Really looking forward to it this year. It's going to be in Lincoln City for the second time. First one being last spring. And this year we just have a really tremendous planning committee who have really gone out into their community and let them know about this event that is kind of new and kind of in its infancy in Lincoln City. But they've really rallied around it, and we're really looking forward to continuing this event in Lincoln City. And I anticipate marvelous outcomes. It's going to be a really great day. It's on next Thursday. That's May 17th. And the doors for guests are from 10, and they close at 3 p.m. And we're still calling for volunteers. We'd love you to come out and volunteer with us. Typically, the orientation for volunteers is about 8:30 a.m. that Thursday morning, and takes about 45 minutes. And then there's various different areas that volunteers can help out at the event, and then there's a couple different shifts, and then everything kind of wraps up at 4 o'clock. So it's kind of a one day event.
This is the second annual event, and it seems like your term as an AmeriCorps VISTA, have you overlapped now? I mean, you were part of the first one, is that correct?
Yes, I helped out with October's event in Newport at the Church of the Nazarene last October.
Perhaps we could discuss why we even need to have events like this. What did you see back when you looked at the 10-year plan?
Well, Casey, this goes back to 2005 when we held a countywide summit on homelessness and workforce housing. It just seemed clear to a lot of people that homelessness was really a growing problem, that even though the national economy was still in good shape then, a lot of people in Lincoln County were struggling at or below the poverty line, just having a lot of difficulty meeting their basic needs. Lincoln County School District had gained notoriety, unfortunately, around the state in the fact that for many, many years we had the highest per capita rate of student homelessness in the state. We're no longer at the top, but still near the top. And so that kind of spurred the creation of our 10-year plan at home in Lincoln County. And rather than do what a lot of communities have done when their plans are completed, just having a big event with speeches and political people like me patting ourselves on the back, what a great thing we've done, we said, let's do something different here that no other community has ever done. For our plan launch event, let's hold a Project Homeless Connect event. And it had started a few years before in San Francisco, since been replicated in hundreds of communities all over the country. It's a one-day service fair for people in crisis, but a whole lot more than that, and I know we'll get into that. So we held the very first one in Newport, October of 2007. We've had it 5 years now in Newport, grown from serving about 125 people the first year to close to 200 each of the last 2 years. And, you know, one of the challenges of serving people in Lincoln County is that the county is so spread out geographically. And to try and help people, facilitate getting people to the Newport event, we made the county bus free on the day of the event, but still we do a lot of data tracking, and we know, like for somebody living up or at or near Lincoln City, that it would really be an all-day proposition to get down to Newport on the bus, take advantage of the services, and get back. And each year we were seeing maybe 15 North County people coming to the Newport event. So there had been interest for several years in Lincoln City in getting their own Homeless Connect going, and it finally came together last year. And it was a great start. Nearly 90 people served at that very first event. And I love how the community has really come together and embraced the event and taken over the leadership and looking for even bigger and better event next week.
Bill, when we think about culturally on a timeline, homelessness. Why are we at the point where a program like this is essential? Did it spike somewhere?
Oh, gosh. Homelessness is an incredibly complex issue with a whole lot of causes, but I think most people agree it has been on the rise since the 1970s or the 1980s for a whole lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. The deinstitutionalization movement among the mentally ill, I think, undertaken with the best of intentions. You know, the idea, get people out of these awful state institutions, get them back into their community with the supports and treatment they need in the community. Unfortunately, we never followed through on the second part of that. The federal government basically got out of the housing business, and from the Carter administration to now, federal spending on housing has declined something like 75%. Just the whole, all the economic upheavals of the recent decades, people say, I've always said I think the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, but I think there's a lot of data out there that will show that that's true. So a whole lot of forces, I think, have come together to really drive an increase in homelessness these past few decades. And it's not just the people that you see on the street. I think you say homeless, and in most people's mind, they'll get a picture in their head of a scruffy guy standing on a street corner with a sign. Well, yes, that is one face of homelessness. And by the way, that person is a human being who is deserving of our respect, his dignity, everything we can do to help him. But what I think a lot of people still aren't seeing is that the face of homelessness really in Lincoln County and a lot of other places is much more likely to be a single mom with a couple of kids. Maybe they're living in the most inexpensive motel in town. Maybe they're sleeping on the living room floor of her best friend's apartment. Maybe they're camped out in one of the state park campgrounds. And they simply, you know, and more often than not, that mom's working. Maybe she's got a full-time job, a couple of part-time jobs, but some kind of economic crisis, and they cannot afford housing. That sometimes something as simple as the need to come up with first and last month's rent and a security deposit is enough of a barrier to keep people from getting into stable, permanent housing.
Lincoln County Connections, we're discussing Project Homeless Connect. We've got Elise Jordan, we've got Ginger Hodge, and Commissioner Bill Hall with us today. Elise, with the time we have left in the program, you're looking for volunteers. Mm-hmm. Volunteers serve as escorts. That's just one role a person can have. Can you talk about what happens with an escort and a client?
Absolutely. You know, it's a really important role because we have found that these volunteer positions create a real sense of kind of reality for people's individualized situations. And what types of barriers and gaps they're having trouble with in their lives. And, you know, I'll tell you a quick story. I was, the reason that Ginger and I connected was, we were out doing some canvassing with the News Times, and we knocked on her door. We wanted to talk to her about the supposed homeless camping in the different down brushes, and she was willing to talk with us about this in her life, knowing that it exists, that she's living without fear. And then, you know, a week later was the October Project Homeless Connect, and I said, hey, you know, you have compassion and a heart and understanding. Would you like to come and volunteer? And lo and behold, Ginger came out the day before to help us prep and get ready, which is a lot of work. And then she was there the complete next day. And I was hoping that, Ginger, you might talk a little bit about what that was like for you.
Yes. The thing that struck me right off the bat was just how well organized it was. I just couldn't believe all the levels on which the needs of the homeless were being addressed and the compassion. And I kept hearing the word dignity, and I so appreciate that. Just the sound of that word conveys a message in itself. But one of the things that struck me was the number of organizations from the community that were there to help, giving their time, their resources, everything that they could. And when we first moved here in February of last year, all I heard was what a wonderful community this was. And that in and of itself inspired me to want to jump on board and be a part of that. And one of the things, again, about the Project Homeless event is from the time the guests arrive, I love that term as well, their needs are triaged. It isn't just haphazard, oh, give them some food. Mm-hmm. It's they are given in privacy the opportunity to say what their needs are, and a list is filled out. And then again, privately, that list is given to the escort, and the escort spends the rest of their time making sure that their guest goes to each station where their needs can be addressed. And I can't really go through 40 stations, and I can't remember them all. Yeah. But some things that I thought were remarkable was the Lions van, and you know, they're dealing with diabetes, with screening, with immunizations. The dental van, I understand the list is just like 200, and they can maybe do 10 in a day or something, but they're willing to extend those services even beyond those days, that there are vouchers and that can help. Of course, everyone, the needs are so great that everyone can't be met, but during the event, the escort does sit and eat a meal with their guest. You have an opportunity to spend enough time with them to make a connection if you're prone to do that. And I became comfortable with talking with them at length and being in their presence. And because of that, that's why I was able to, I'm able to connect on the streets now. I find myself doing it often. You know, saying hello and sometimes doing what I can. I don't want to say the details, but I'm much more comfortable in seeing them as human beings with dignity, as was mentioned earlier.
Well, Elise, you felt that, you know, she was receptive to the idea, but did it take some misconceptions away for you, or some intimidation away, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
You know, Barbara Doherty, who has co-chaired the Newport event for many years, I remember her telling me after, I think, one of our early events, that one of the volunteers came to her afterwards and said, gee, now I realize I don't need to be afraid of homeless people anymore, and what a revelation the whole day had been for her.
Yeah, this event has just, like, lasting connections, lasting impacts in our community, and we truly are the type of county that gives back, that knows each other, knows thy neighbor, and helps thy neighbor, because it's been extremely inspiring to be an AmeriCorps volunteer, especially under the mentorship of Barbara Doherty, because she was the one that really emphasized to me, this is about the connection, and with Ginger being here, and talking about her experience, it's just living proof that there's so many ways that our understanding of human dignity can go beyond just a one-day or two-year event. It's been an incredible experience, and I'm so grateful that this came out of the 10-year plan and that it's still in our county and going very strong in Lincoln City, because we just have just the most tremendous leadership team up there, and I wish I could personally thank them all over the radio right now, but I just I feel very, very blessed and grateful for such a strong, resourceful leadership team on our planning committee up there.
Yeah, just mobilizing this many people in one location is just such an extraordinary effort. And so a volunteer can take guests as an escort, but there must be other opportunities too. I mean, whatever somebody might feel comfortable with?
Absolutely. We encourage, you know, youth, teenagers to get involved. Usually they help with the meal service or the pet station where, you know, the folks can bring their pets, and we have veterinarians on site. And so we have volunteers wait with the pets, and they're, you know, pet lovers, and they're just really great with them. And then there's, of course, various different stations, like the need running back and forth, different papers copied, lots of different things. There's also the intake station. We have a store that requires volunteers. Of course, set up and take down. We need, you know, strong men with pickup trucks and all that. And so there's lots of different areas and ways for people to get involved. We try to, you know, fit volunteers where they feel most comfortable.
Well, you know, with 3 minutes in the program remaining, folks should be aware that we do have a website.
Yes, we do.
HomelessInLincolnCounty.com.
HomelessInLincolnCounty.com.
Elise, you've put together a video. So if somebody was interested, a little reluctant, they want to learn more about what it looks like to be at the event, that's one way to do it, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's about a 3-minute snapshot. It's right on their website there under the Project Homeless Connect tab. So just scroll down to the bottom of that particular page, and you can view a snapshot of what it looks like that day.
And it looks like you need folks to kind of sign up in advance. Is that correct?
That would be ideal. Pre-registration really helps with our volunteer orientation flow. We get T-shirts passed out. Everybody gets a name tag, etc. So you can pre-register at all the TLC credit unions on the coast by calling
574-2684, or is that Tamara's number?
That's RSVP, and they're helping out with our volunteer recruitment. So again, that number is
541-574-2684.
And then you can also fill out a form on the website, which is homelessinlincolncounty.com, under the Project Homeless Connect tab, and we will contact you.
Okay.
Lots of ways to reach out and get involved.
So that's next week if you're listening to the program, Thursday, May 17th, 8:30 to 4. Of course, you could volunteer a day in advance, it sounds like, and move some things.
Absolutely.
The day of. Lots of ways to participate. Ginger, thank you for telling us your experience. It's really wonderful to have somebody like you volunteer and come and share your experience. So,
my pleasure. It's made me want to do more.
Wonderful.
And I am.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank
we
you.
We really appreciate it. And Bill, any closing thoughts for us?
Well, I just love the way the community has embraced this event. If for some reason you can't make it to the Lincoln City event next week, remember we'll be having another one in Newport in October. Mm-hmm. So yet another opportunity to get involved, make a difference in the lives of your friends and neighbors.
Wonderful. Thanks to the three of you for coming on the program today.
Stacey.
Really
Thanks,
appreciate
Stacey.
It. Get involved, participate, go online to homelessinlincolncounty.com. That's next week, Thursday, May 17th. You can fill out a form and register online and learn more about it. So, have a terrific day out there. We've got some sun. Enjoy yourselves. Be safe, and thanks for listening.